You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Oh, what a treat we have today on Finishing Well. Today's show is Listen Up and Stop Worrying. Now, you may have heard that in a different form from, you know, Paul in Romans 10, 17, actually. He said, faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, I asked Tom, who's with us today, one of our financial planners with Cardinal Guide, you know, what's the number one worry that you hear from, you know, people as they enter into retirement? So what would you say that is, Tom?
Yeah, I would say the biggest worry that we hear the most frequently is, am I going to run out of money? Do I have enough money to be okay? Is it going to last as long as I need it to last?
Right. And so if that's the number one worry in retirement, you know, am I going to run out of money? You know, how do you get past that kind of worry? And I think the answer is ultimately faith, right? And fortunately for us, Paul gave us an antidote for fear. It's called faith. What does that look like? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And I know that I personally came to faith through that, and it's an interesting thing. The more I read the word of God, the more faith I have, and the less worry I have. Well, interestingly, Hans, you sent me this article on investments today. And so as I was thinking about it, the number one worry of people in going into retirement, am I going to run out of money? That article spoke to it, but it was kind of complicated. But fortunately, he gave me the sort of investments for dummies version at the bottom of each paragraph so that I could see what it was actually talking about.
Well, yeah, I sent it to you because there's a debate going on out there between the investment community and the insurance community. And it's really kind of a one-sided debate because the insurance community is not speaking up very much on their behalf. And the investment community, in many cases, are calling annuities or insurance products or life insurance, when it comes to putting cash value in there and creating returns, you know, really it's kind of almost like good and evil. And so I really wanted to just address it on the show, and I'm specifically addressing it in the second edition of my book. When you read the first chapter, the investment chapter in the first book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, it pretty much talks about investments, and it gives you some education on asset allocation and just the whole different things that a basic consumer needs to learn about investing their money, and it doesn't talk much about insurance products. And so in the second edition, as I'm writing now, I'm preparing and I'm going to just get this discussion out there. And I wanted to bring it onto the show and just talk about it today, and brought my associate Tom in here into the studio. And so we're going to talk today about really not which one is better or which one is good and which one is evil. We're going to talk today about perhaps a mixture of the two and getting the right mix.
Yeah, so as I read this, you know, it was clearly a discussion between which is better, investments or insurance products. And he'd separated them between the two. And he talked about that, wow, you know, the advantages to investments was, you know, you could get to your money easily, and that, you know, if the stock market went up, great, that you're going to be in great shape. But of course, the disadvantages is that you could A, lose your money in the stock market, and B, oh, you can outlive your money, which is obviously one of those fears that we talked about, that if that a lot of people are worried about in retirement. So unlike that, the insurance products are exactly the opposite, to where they're safe but a little hard to get to your money, and you can't outlive it. So those are the big advantages to the insurance products. Well, you know, as I was reading through the article, I couldn't help but note that one of the things that I'd always heard about the investment from the investment people is they were concerned about the big commissions on the side of the insurance people. And as I reasoned through that in my own mind, I went, well, wait a minute. I've never seen any of the investment people I personally know, you know, driving around in Hyundais or old beaters. In fact, every investment guy I ever saw, he must be making some kind of commission because they look like they're living pretty good. And most of the insurance people I know don't look like they're living as good. So I don't know that particular argument holds water as far as, you know, based on the commission side. But as I look at it, I think about, wow, for me to have faith and not fear, right? I'm going to have trust. I'm going to have understanding. I know God's going to be underneath both, but it would really help to have more understanding on.
Well, it would. And that's what we want to do on every one of these shows is we want to give you the listeners, some teaching and some really coming from a fiduciary. And so you laid it out pretty well is that the problem when you have all your money in stocks is, first of all, very few people have all their money in stocks at retirement. But if you had most of your money or a lot of your money or a significant part of it in stocks, is we're all pretty well aware that the stock market could go down drastically at any moment. I mean, we could wake up one day next week and, you know, 20% of our money is missing. And so I don't want to put fear in people. But I think most folks already know that. So there's inherent risk. And as well, there's folks been making over the last few years, the last really 10 years, significant money and significant percentages of return if they're just invested in the stock market indexes. And they just have their money all thrown into stocks. And people have been lulled to a degree. I mean, Tom, you were just mentioning on the way over here, why don't you talk about that a little bit, what you gathered from a podcast you were listening to?
Yeah, so I was listening to another podcast, and it was talking about kind of different things that, you know, we should be worried about or that could potentially happen. And one of the things they were talking about in the stock market is this idea that there's fear just inherent in a lot of people who've invested their money. There is this idea that if something were to happen and people get scared, they start selling their positions to try to not lose more money, which causes the stock market to go down even further. And it kind of just, you know, spirals from there, making things even worse. And so,
well, and I was thinking about that is that, so that's the effect that, which I am in agreement with that. A lot of folks, when I'm listening and talking to clients and I'm listening to them, most people are just convinced that at some point we're going to have a pretty severe stock market reduction, that it's coming. And it's just mainly because it's just gone so well for so long. And so I think that what they were speaking about and what I asked you to bring up is that there's this phenomenon that crash, if you want to call it that, could be made worse by just the fact that everyone's expecting it. And so when it starts to happen, people will start selling, which will make it even more severe. So look, we put a lot of our clients in and we recommend that, you know, a significant portion of their investment portfolio, of their retirement portfolio, in stocks. So we're not here to diss one thing and talk about another thing. All I would like to do on this show is really get people to understand kind of both sides of the argument a bit.
The information obviously helps produce faith, that understanding what's underneath some of the stuff that you're facing every day. Today's show is the investments and income side of our complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement. That's the book Hans wrote that's available, of course, at cardinalguide.com. And today's chapter, right, investments, is obviously there under the seven worries tab, which hopefully we're replacing with faith as you begin to understand more about what these insurance products are, specifically annuities and long-term care insurance and life insurance, as well as investments. So we're talking about all those things a little bit.
What it says right in the book is when you become retired or when you retire, income becomes a lot more important to you than your growing account balance, okay? So if you think about it, before you retire, you're in the accumulation part of retirement planning. So you're putting money in there every week, every month, and it's accumulating. And then it's also accumulating because it's growing if it's invested and it's earning a return. Now when you retire, now you're going to start distributing the money. You're going to start pulling money out, and you still need to earn a return. So it calls for an entirely different strategy based upon how long you're going to live, a lot of factors. And so what we want to get people across, most clients, we end up recommending to them a mixture of both investments that are in stocks and then some life insurance and annuities to buy the guarantees and the safety and the fact that you can't outlive your money.
Right, which I've experienced even just this week. But again, we want to remind you that if you go to cardinalguide.com, that you can get this tab absolutely free, the PDF. All you have to do is go to the investments one and then, you know, download that. Or you can email Hans and ask for the whole book, which again is going to provide more so that, you know, when you're starting to worry, obviously it's time to listen up because God may have something that he wants to speak to you about. That he's going to ultimately be behind what's going on. But I can tell you from my standpoint, you know, a year and a half ago, I wouldn't have been able to spell annuity, better yet, tell you what one is. But the more that I've come to understand the difference between these kinds of investments and insurance products, really the diversification of it and having a mixture of all, you can see since they're completely almost opposite of one another on how they work, if the, you know, from a standpoint of liquidity and risk and those things, it's a pretty cool strategy, if you ask me, to have a little bit of both.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about the different types of annuities that we have as tools. So we're going to go in a little bit into the different types and life insurance products and what they could do for you in your retirement strategy, how you could, what type of guarantees you get out of these things and how that could help you.
All right. So when we come back, we'll be talking more about, you want to replace fear? Listen up. No worries.
Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans' aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com.
Well, welcome back to Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. And also today we've got Tom Griffith with us. So we got twice as much fun for you today.
And Tom, by the way, is a certified financial planner as well.
Right.
At 27 years old, which is pretty.
Is he a fiduciary?
He is a fiduciary.
Wow, which I didn't know. That was another word I couldn't spell. Probably still can't spell if I was to be honest. But today's show is replacing, you know, essentially fear not and listen up. You know, don't worry and listen up. But the idea being the more you understand. And one of the things we can understand is just what the word fiduciary means. And if I'm not mistaken, Tom, doesn't that mean that essentially you make all your investment advice based on what's in my best interest? You never are going to look at what your commission might be in those structures.
Yeah, that's correct. So a fiduciary essentially means that we're having to put the client's best interest ahead of our own. So when we're making recommendations, we're looking at what is best in the, for that specific client. And everyone's situation is different, so not every recommendation is the same. But we're looking at their situation specifically and going what's best for them.
And so the cool thing is, we've been talking about these different investment strategies today. And, you know, I love this, that as we go into actually retirement, we go into a different season of life rather than being in the accumulation phase. We're now in the distribution phase. And so you've got a story, obviously, of...
Yeah, I got a few stories. I mean, let's just give a little background. So we have a lady who came to us, and she is quite well-to-do, still working, just turned 70 a little while back, and she had two sick parents living with her, and she's paying out home health care out of her pocket to take care of them during the day, and then sometimes 24 hours a day when she would be out of town or something, for both of her parents. And her mother has since passed away, and her stepfather is still there in the house. And so we helped them about a year ago with all the money and paying for all this and just getting it all structured so that her parents get the care they need. And then that got us into her finances and their business finances. And we discovered a really kind of a cool thing is she purchased an annuity, I believe it was 10 years ago, Tom, is that right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, 10 years ago with a particular company that we represent now that is, who will go unnamed at this point, but it just, this annuity has performed extremely well.
Okay? Well, for those people who don't know what annuity was, like I wouldn't have a year ago, can you kind of explain what that means?
Yeah, it's just you put money with the insurance company, you pay it in, and it is credited with interest every year or every couple of years, depending upon how it's set up. And then once you're credited with that interest, you can never lose the interest. So in other words, you get some of the benefit of the gains in the stock market indexes. And once you're credited with, providing it went up, I mean, if the index went up over the period, you get a credit based upon that. You cannot lose that. So in future years, now this lady just happened to own this annuity just through the whole 10 years where the market has just been nothing but up, 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 up. And so in explaining what an annuity is, she at any point over the last 10 years or at any point going forward, she can turn on an income from that annuity, and then that income is guaranteed for the rest of her life.
So like Social Security, like you're going to get a check from that annuity for the rest of your life. You can't outlive it if you live to be 130. It's still sending the check.
Yeah, and she's not distributing money out of that thing now, but she's fixing to get, and she's hired us to help her decide the best way and when to turn it on and under the terms. And we do a lot of that for even plans that somebody else sold this to them. Now, this particular lady, what is noteworthy with her is when we have gone through all her stuff, we she's been so focused on her business, she really hasn't been focused on, you know, the really her investments. I mean, she in her taxes and paying herself a salary and really taking care of herself financially, or her husband, who is pretty much retired or semi-retired, closer to the retired part of semi. And, I mean, they just make enough money that they don't really have to look at this stuff because she's still employed and very successful. But the thing we noticed, this brings up another advantage to an annuity, is she's made over 9%. I did the reverse calculation because I'm showing it to her on this annuity, which is just phenomenal. Now, even though the market has done over the 10 years a bit more than that, with an annuity, you're not going to get the whole market. Okay, you're just going to get a percentage of it. But it's just a phenomenal return.
Because it's absolutely safe. She can never lose that, right? It's completely
safe. It is so safe. If there's a market crash, she's not going to lose one nickel. Let's put it that way. I mean, she may, in a sense, get a smaller credit at the end of this cycle, or zero credit, but you can't lose any of the money that's already in there. Now, what I was going to add to that is we also discovered that there's several hundred thousand dollars that's just sitting in cash in IRA accounts, some of it since 2012. Am I getting that right, Tom?
I believe so.
And you take this cash, and we haven't really been able to ask her yet, like, why did you do this? And we want to be careful. Why has this money just been sitting in cash, earning much less than 1%? And my assumption was at some point she sold everything in an account because she was either afraid or wanting to change, but it's just sitting in cash. when we start comparing that to the
when
annuity.
When you say it's an IRA, is that a Roth IRA? It's a regular IRA?
Regular IRA. So it's been basically earning essentially nothing. Well, it's pretty easy to compare this annuity to that. But the point I want to make is there's another advantage to these insurance products is you can buy them. We're going to keep an eye on them if you buy them from us or you send them to us. But you yourself don't have to worry about reinvesting the money. When you have a portfolio of stocks, you're going to need either us, somebody like us, or you yourself are going to need to be watching those stocks. With an insurance product, you really don't have to do that. You can. So the next story I want to move on to is a client that I've had for about 10 years, and I've talked about her previously. This is a lady who was about 62 when I first met her, a couple of years away from retirement, and she took her whole 401k balance, and she was just sick of watching the stock market go up and down. And it was a 401k balance from a prior company. So she had already left that company, and it was about $200,000. And she came to me with this, and she said, you know, I'm just this up and down and what the market did, I'm just nervous about this. I want to put all of this in an annuity. I want it all guaranteed, and I want to know what I can draw on. I want to know that I'm not going to lose it in the few years that I'm still working. So that's what we did. And that is now like 8 or 9 years old. And I'm going to tell you, with back on that first annuity, what it was worth and what we did with it. Then like 2 years after that, so now we're moving up to about 2014, she comes back to me. She's retired or retiring. And she's got about $300,000+ in this with her current company's like IRA thing or 401k. And she says, well, I want to put all of that in an annuity too. And I said, well, you really can't do that because that's just too much money in annuities. I mean, what are we going to create from income? So let's sit down and let's put some sense. Let's do a financial plan and let's project your retirement income. So then we sat down and we figured that her Social Security when she retires is going to give her about $1,800 a month. That's, and so she's been on $1,800 maybe with some increases. And so she's a lady that's pretty easy to deal with. She says, well, you know, what I need to live off of is another $1,800. So if I have two Social Security checks and I got $3,600 a month, and we kind of figured out that she's going to owe very little tax if she's in that situation, if she's doing that. So she, most of that money is going to be hers to spend. So what we ended up doing is putting about $100,000 in a mixture of stocks and bonds in an account that was very liquid, and we put another $200,000 in an annuity, okay, that is for the future. So you say, and then of the $100,000, we started drawing out $1,800 a month. Now, that's going to run out of money because if you have a $100,000 account and you start drawing out $1,800 a month, that's going to have some really fancy performance to not run out of money. And she took her about 6 years or so. She's out of money, okay? I mean, it just, that $100,000 is down to zero. And that was just the point where we turned on the money from the original annuity that she bought me with $200,000. That is now producing $1,800 a month for her.
For the rest of her life.
For the rest of her life, okay? And that's the part
and
that...
And she still has the other annuity.
She still has the other annuity. And it's growing.
It's banking. That's the word that Hans uses. So
yeah.
I like that idea, especially when they rise.
The point being is this lady, a couple years before retirement, took some of her money, put it into an annuity that had a guaranteed future income. Didn't have to worry about it. A couple years later, she retires. Now she's got the money with the current company, and now she's got a problem. So she gets her Social Security. She realizes she needs some more income now. It's too early to start withdrawing on that original annuity. So we just created an account that was very liquid that would just pay her that money until it ran out. And then knowing that by the time that runs out of money, this other plan that she bought originally will be enough to shoot off an income. It was just coincidental and some good math that it worked out almost to the penny that she's drawn this $1,800 a month. And so then she still got the other annuity.
The show where we talked about no worries, listen up, right? I mean, who wouldn't want to go into retirement with no worries? It's like, I'm not going to outlive my money because I've got Social Security, which is an annuity, right?
Sure.
With, I would not have known that up until I started doing the show, but I understand it now very clearly. And so depending on other investment strategies, you know, to have those things where you know that your income is, you're not going to run out of money. I mean, it's just ways to do this to where that doesn't happen.
Well, and both of these clients had some concerns about buying these annuities, about the insurance companies, things they had read. And, you know, we calmed those concerns, and it's just, it's showing that most retirees, they're willing to trade a future return or a wonderful return or the prospects of a wonderful return for a lesser return and some guarantees where they can just sleep at night. She's just thrilled with it.
So again, you can find out more, and actually tons more, by going to cardinalguide.com and ordering the book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Living for and Planning for and Living in Retirement. I'll get it eventually, Hans. Maybe in 2 years, 3 years. Anyway, cardinalguide.com. Thank you for listening today. So much fun.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by cardinalguide.com. Visit cardinalguide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to cardinalguide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's cardinalguide.com. Cardinalguide.com.